If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. That was one funny-ass roast. I mean, who would have thought that Tom Brady could actually get it back up there and say all he needed to say to Kevin Hart, Nikki Glacier, and all the rest of them, even Jeffrey Ross. But it seemed like Jeffrey Ross was a little tame there, but, you know, that's what it's like, you know, that Boston life and stuff like that, even though, despite people not being from there, a lot of people give him accolades and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying not to be hard, I'm trying not to be hard. Be hard as you can be. That's what a roast is all about. Hell, Kevin Hart was saying it. Of course, Kevin Hart went on an apology tour a long time ago and once again tried to please to people that just want to dictate to others. It's a damn shame, you know, isn't it? Like the world we live in sometimes. You know, not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody will respect you. You're not even going to meet everybody. You know, it's just you make those impacts that go deep and then like all of a sudden, you know, people have a problem with that. I'm sure they had a problem with this roast. Matter of fact, I guarantee it. But let's go on ahead and step it up because welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is up? This is J-Man, of course, here for episode 336 of the J-Man Show, and I'm using the Rode mic equipment and everything. No, not Rode mic, the brand that I, God, what does make this mic? Anyway, it's not a Yeti, put it that way. Not that Yetis are bad, I mean, they serve me pretty well, but nah, I'm using my Rode mic today, and I'm having a pretty good time with the Rode stuff, guys. I really can't wait to take this stuff out, you know what I mean? This is going to be a great time. I mean, no matter where I'm vacationing at, I can still do my shows, woo! That's the beauty of it. Ah, yes, and like you heard in that cold open over there, I did see the Tom Brady roast. I had to, you know, like, much like I am not a Patriots fan, and I never, ever, ever will be, but the whole point about it is, no offense to Joey DiCarlo out there, but I just had to say it, and then again, as a Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, you'll take it, I love being an Eagles fan, y'all. That'll never change. No matter where I'm at, I will always bleed green and be about the birds. And the truth is, we need to go ahead and get that next Super Bowl win quick, because everybody's starting to talk, man. You know? I'm not going to say anything, though. I ain't going to be throwing no shade on my team. But I will say this much. When I sat there and I heard Tom Brady get roasted left and right like that, you know, even with the jokes about Giselle and that martial arts instructor, I thought that was like the best 3 hours ever. And the fact that they ran that live, that was good. You know, that is exactly what needs to be done, Netflix. Good job. You know, like, Netflix is always going to slay with their comedy. I mean, that's like their bread and butter at best. Of course, didn't Jerry Seinfeld recently release a special not too long ago? And, hey, look, let's just be honest about old Jerry. You're either into his stuff or you're not. And if you're not into his stuff when, say, like, you're young, like when you're, like, 18 and below, you know, chances are you don't care. But when you get, like, a certain age where you're older, you're, like, 30 or something like that, he starts to be relevant to you. And I think that's a lot of things when it comes to the changes of being a person, you know? Like, some things we weren't into when we were young, but then we get into it when we're a lot older. And then some things we never not get into and out of. Like video games, for instance, for me. Or, you know, just some, in some cases it could be different for you in terms of sports and all that stuff. Some of y'all go into coaching, some of y'all go into commentary, which Tom Brady is going to do. And to be honest with you, I'm sure he's going to be America's sweetheart. Then everybody's going to hate him. But then again, people already do hate him. That's why he's so great, right? We all hate our great ones, don't we? Like Dave Chappelle. Anytime Dave Chappelle does like a special, you know, that special group of people out there that want all the attention and all the admiration in the world have a problem with him. Or at least their crazy ass representing friends do. You know, the allies. Ooh, we're allies. We're allies. Oh, shut up, people. You know, isn't it amazing how we unite over the most minute shit when we really could unite over better things? When we really could actually have diversity that's not forced? Where we could actually have everybody come together and enjoy themselves? You know what I'm saying? Where we actually could have more things happen for the right reasons and improvements of that. But it'll never improve because there's always somebody that wants something extra. You know, a lot more extra than what is needed. And it's a damn shame too, guys. I look at this stuff and I'm like, how the hell we get to this point? Like, it's not just that nonsense over there with Gamergate 2. Really, we should all quit calling it that. And I mean, keep fighting a good fight, but don't call it that. Because even the first Gamergate wasn't anything worth talking about. You know, you had a whole bunch of craziness from keeping journalism honest to feminists feeling, oh, we're not being well represented and all that kind of stuff. It's gotten to the point now where even Disney decided to put Tinkerbell on ice. Like, you know, they found a way to censor Jessica Rabbit, but they took Tinkerbell and they're like, oh, Tinkerbell's problematic. How is Tinkerbell problematic? What, a pixie with an hourglass figure and a pretty nice looking ass there for a little bit? Look, I work in art, baby. I'll dabble in watercolors. I'm just letting you know that that is a anatomically correct, you know, I'm not making my case, am I? Yes, I am. Because at the end of the day, you all know that I would not give a shit about this stuff if it didn't matter to things that I work with. See, when you are an artist, you learn how to draw shapes. You learn how to draw body proportions. You learn how to draw, like, different variations of the sort. Artists get it. People are different in other aspects and other ways. Some have symmetry, and then some have asymmetry, and then some have, like, you know, different styles and looks to them. Perception is everything. But the problem is, though, you have people out here that want to be liked, that want to be loved, and then they don't want to take no responsibility when it doesn't go their way. That's where we are. Like, you know, everybody's over here protesting the war, talking about Joe Biden, but you also realize this. I don't think a lot of people that are floating around right now could do the job of being president. Not without a support group around them and all. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is a very big job to have. Even if you are going for Trump, or even if you're going for somebody third party, and I don't get to tell you who to vote for, and, you know, you don't get to dictate down to me on, like, who's right to vote for or who's not. I get to make that choice. That's the power of voting. But you see, as per usual, I live in a world full of apathy. I live in a world full of people who don't care. I live in a world full of people who, if it didn't work for them at that moment, I got to hear their life story about, like, the mental health and all the blockages and all the things that happened to them. Whereas I'm telling you this, cool, great. You have a story, I have a story. I was similar to you too, but I'm not going to go ahead and bury my fucking self because I got a lot of living to do. I'm not going to feel ashamed just because you felt uncomfortable. Like, I had to get uncomfortable with being comfortable a long time ago. I had to get out of my comfort zone for years. Otherwise, I wouldn't have found, you know, a media company or trying to look into other businesses to start in addition to said media company, you know, or all these other goals that I have. I mean, one way or another, it's like, I might not live in LA, but, you know, hey, I'm going to get paid from it. Just like I get paid from New York and all that jazz. You know, it's just like, at the end of the day, I'm not worried about somebody else's opinion of me because I'm going to be there regardless. Yeah, one way or another, them projects will have my name on them. And the truth is, I do quite a good job. I mean, a lot of y'all get used to, hey, we're failures. We're going to fail all the time. It's funny. After a while, it stops being funny. You know, the truth is, you are good at what you do. And results vary all the time. You know, like, whichever you want to be. If you're, like, a lot of the real creators out there doubting and messing themselves up, all the two-bit hacks out here are getting the jobs. But, you know, like, it's a moment of time. It's only a matter of time before they get caught, too. And when they get caught, they're going to get fired in a big way, or they're going to get kicked somewhere else where, presumably, they're not ruining people's businesses. Like, consultants, they don't work for those companies they get hired for, you know, entirely. Consultants are not on that staff, like, namely, somebody who's in-house on that staff. A consultant is somebody that's third-party, that's usually hired by that company to figure out, like, what is the best course of action or what's the best kind of language to use for something. That's when they're technically an employee, per se. It's kind of like where you got, let's say you got meat cutters, right? And eventually they need to be service, they need to be renewed on, like, a lot of their trainings and stuff, so they have, like, a consultant of sorts to come in and actually train them on the alleged way that it needs to be done. You get what I mean? But, you know, chances are the way they're doing it, it's by their book, not exactly the way that it needs to be done. There's little things like that. Like, when you look at, like, Sweet Baby and you look at, like, you know, Black Girl Gamers and all that jazz, they're consultants at best, and at worst, they're disingenuous liars. And you're seeing a lot of lies and a lot of fraud coming out of anything now. Like, when these companies go under fire and stuff like that, yes, it is the in-house people that will lose that job. Whereas, you know, the consultant will be over there at their little spot and won't even get affected primarily as much, unless it's bad word of mouth and they don't get no jobs anymore. You see, like, all that kind of stuff. No matter if a business is Black owned, Latin owned, Asian owned, or, like, you know, women led or men led or any of this stuff, there's still a responsibility involved in that stuff. And if you're not doing, like, services rendered, and if you're not doing what needs to be done for the sake that everybody has the win-win, what the hell are you exactly doing, you know? And then ruining somebody's business is not a good way of representation. You see what I mean? And see, people don't want to be responsible. I've seen it too much where people around me do not want to be responsible. They want to do what I do, but at the same time, they're not willing to go through and take the hits. They're not willing to go through running in the rain or doing what needs to be done. You know, I've seen enough motivation pictures right now. I don't need the shit. I already know what I got to do, so I'm doing it. You know, and mental health days are kind of nice, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I'm responsible for that. I got to take care of that stuff. And I got to do it during times where I'm not on. You know what I mean? See, some of y'all let everybody know your business. You gave a lot of attention to your backstage rather than actually performing. And you notice this, like, IndieWire and all these other publications, because they don't have anything new to talk about and stuff. They're not talking about, you know, what did it take for a filmmaker to rise or to get their movies out there on the silver screen, or, like, you know, exactly what needs to be done and ways they can make money. No, they want to talk about actresses, directors, and artists that have had regret for the industry and are not doing a damn thing to make it better. So they always have to talk in hindsight because hindsight's 2020. And every single one of these damn people are saying, I didn't like this movie. I didn't like, you know, the script. I didn't like any of that stuff. You were damn fine with it when you got started. What the hell are you talking about? You know, and that could be like any actress. That could be like any artist or all this other stuff. Or like I told you guys a bit ago about Michael Douglas speaking against, like, you know, intimacy consultants and stuff. And then, of course, you got people speaking for it, like a bunch of no names. You know, like they'll sit there and say, I enjoyed my intimacy consultant when we were on set. Like, it was very uncomfortable. You're in performing arts, damn it. Do you know how much strength it takes to put on a pair of tights, or for like people who are actually working with camera gear to run around and see what you're doing? And if you're not doing the role right, or if you're not practicing your lines right and stuff, gotta set all that stuff up again? I mean, don't you get it? Like, everybody that's involved there is a team and has to work together. And also has to look through a lot of the safety and then make sure it's everybody's responsibility to be safe. And that includes stuntmen or stunt people in general. Once again, I don't know why these people are mad and all this stuff. I don't know what happened in their childhood to make them act this way. But it's not to the point where they even deserve to be called adults anymore, if you think about it. Like, all this stuff going on right now, it's like dealing with larger, uglier, stunted children. That's what it's like. You know, it's just like, for real, I worked out a lot of my issues because I had to. It was getting in the way of my work, and not to mention the way I'm living and doing better for myself and all that jazz. Like, you think, to be honest with you, at this stage of the game, I need my mom's validation? She's where she is in her own place. I'm where I'm at in my own place, and thank God for it. But you know, the thing about it is, we really do care about each other, but we just don't see eye to eye. And that's okay. I don't need her validation. I went ahead and I did what I wanted to do anyway. Or, you know, even going to college. Like, I've seen a lot more people apathetic about going to college. I mean, damn it. You got to do something. You know? And make sure it's something that you really want to do. Because your friends are not going to be there as you go through college or as you educate yourself. Your friends are not going to be there, you know, during times where it's your struggle and your strength. I'm letting you know these things because they're not going to tell you. And let me let you know this. If you fail at any of this stuff, you got to look at yourself first. And failure is a teacher of its own reward. And that's all y'all were doing, right? Weren't y'all failing to the top? Wasn't that what y'all were doing? Like, quite a lot of those females out here that are incompetent at what they're doing, but they're failing to the top. See, if it was me, on the other hand, I don't get those kind of liberties. And I'm not even going to use gender for that excuse. I don't get those kind of liberties because people don't give them to me. You know, if I did, like, even right now, I could have not did this show tonight. But I needed to. It had to be done. You know, if you're going to have some merits and stuff like that, if you really are an artist or a creator, you got to be there regardless of what the damn ratings look like. You got to be there, like, for your work. Because your friends are not. Your family isn't. And, you know, even, like, some of y'all love The Office, right? Y'all remember when Andy finally became the manager of The Office? And he tried to win his father's approval? And his father kept ignoring him, being all nonchalant with it. And even then, in private, he told him that, you think running this office is going to win any sort of respect from me? And he said all that stuff to him. He did not care for his son at all or any of his achievements. And there are people out here like that. And those people out here like that, you know, they still live in your head rent-free because you didn't expect to hear that from somebody related to you, right? Or somebody that brought you into this world. Because I'll be honest with you, none of us chose to be born, right? If we knew things were going to get this ridiculous, or having to hold down jobs that really don't pay or anything, or going into like things that trap us up, or having to resort to some sort of criminal activity to even make ends meet, none of us will want this shit, right? Or let alone like all the crazy stuff regarding even meeting somebody now. You know, you got to go through all this nonsense. Like, I've seen so many women, beautiful women, say that they do not like small talk, which, that's stupid as hell. Because, see, when it comes to relationships, dating and all, you're going to be doing small talk. About, like, 80% you are going to be doing small talk. Because sometimes, you know what? There's just no time for deep talk. Or, like, when you're just trying to get through something, and then, you know, small talk can lead to deep conversations. I mean, once again, it's like buying a car, but making sure it has no motor or wheels. But there's definitely a brake system involved. I mean, it's funny because, see, we the people, we get in our own way. And, you know, like, when we realize that we're either A, too old to do something about it, or we're already in some form of unhappiness, it's just the slow on the uptake, the hindsight of it all. You understand what I'm saying? And then the way, like, we all don't treat each other right because of some deep-seated trauma that's in us. I mean, we all kind of have it, right? Don't we all have, like, things in our lives we're not proud of? And we don't know how to talk about it because the stigma related to it? What would our friends think? What would our family members think? What would our siblings think? Even though our siblings probably caused it for us, or our parents probably caused it for us. Or, like, you know, anybody in your family could have caused this. And they don't know any better, and you don't know how to address them about it. Well, see, the first thing about it is you need to address. Even if it's breaking you down, even if you feel like you can't find the words, you need to say something. You know? I'm not going to tell you to shut the hell up if it's a very serious thing. Now, if it's one of those things where people are not looking into your pronouns and stuff like that, because once again, that's information that you divulge, I would never know what you're going through and all that kind of stuff. Dare I say it, I'm so invested in my own damn shit, I really don't even pay attention to that nonsense unless I'm working on a show or I'm dealing with people that I work with from time to time. That would be the case. But I know, like, a lot of y'all out here, you act like people owe you something. And there was this thing I saw where, like, you may think life doesn't owe you anything, but you do. You owe an apology to the people that you've hurt. You owe an apology to those that you've wronged and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to collect on the shit because guess what? I've already beat you because it didn't stop me. You understand what I'm saying? That's my whole way of doing it. I get to stop doing a lot of things a long time ago, y'all. And I'm not even talking about, like, you know, improving my looks and stuff like that. You can do those things anytime. If you just take care of yourself. And a lot of us, we did not know how to take care of ourselves body-wise and all that jazz. But some have. And instead of teaching it in the best way, people come across as pretentious assholes to teach people things. You know? No. That way's not going to work. This is my way. My way's going to work. And then at the end of the day, you wonder why somebody knocked you across that damn floor and stuff like that. Because you invaded somebody else's personal space and nobody asked you to be there. You see what I'm saying? Like, when somebody asks is, like, you know, for advice on things and stuff, you don't tell them, like, oh, you don't go talk to her. No. You need to go for somebody more your speed, more and more. Like, this person doesn't even know their speed. Let them go talk to that person. You know what I'm saying? Let them do it. Now, if the person has been snatched up or married or any of that stuff, just be like, hey, no problem. Whatever. Not trying to get in the ways with you. I'm good. That's all you got to be like. But you don't be scared of it because that's a damn if you do, damn if you don't. You will never know about those other people unless you go and meet those people. And I think it's really interesting how a lot of us nowadays popularize the idea of being alone or having no friends and all that kind of stuff. You know, when I was a lot younger, I thought about that, like that whole circumstance where I put myself through self-exile. And I'll tell you this, what a waste of time that was. Whoa. You don't count me off. I'm just messing around, guys. But what it is, though, you never discount yourself out of it. You know what I mean? You never discount yourself out of what was there, what could have been potentially yours, and all that kind of stuff. It's like saying no for the other person. Like, say, like, if you had a job that you were set on and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that job wasn't going to ghost you or anything. You'll never know if it doesn't happen. But in a way, wouldn't you be glad you went for it? instead of just sitting there like, damn, maybe she did like me, or maybe he liked me, or any of that kind of stuff. You know, I'm saying that a lot of y'all should go for things. I'm saying that, you know, everybody else thinks that it's cool to go ahead and bask in the land of failure and stuff like that, or bask in, like, not succeeding and all, but what if they do like you? What if you actually go for shit instead of complaining all the damn time, and you actually look for more of, hey, let's go as far as we can go? There doesn't need to be a great apology tour and stuff like that, because once again, you're betting on this ass clown to actually forgive you and give you time to forgive you. You know, or give you time for the apology that'll never be there, or get noticed by a chick that never really cared about you and all that kind of stuff. To hell with that. That's fucked up. And you see that at that point, it's fucked up that they did what they did, but it's fucked up that we, when we don't know any better, keep putting ourselves through that pain. At that point, that is called responsibility. That's called responsibility to self. You gotta be responsible for yourself. You gotta look at it this way, like, you know what? I may never be a part of these so-called cool podcast crowds. I may never be a part of, you know, certain people in the Jam Fam's other projects and all that crap. And I'm totally okay with it, because I could give a fuck, really. I got my own damn stuff to do. And I care about the people that are on jams. Don't get it twisted. I do. But I know, like, some of those people from the past, they don't matter. And then, like, all these other things that are going on here. Did you know that there are, like, 8 people that are suing the U.S. government because of the TikTok ban? And they claim that it's because the ban will invade or disrupt, like, a lot of freedom of speech ideals, like, and the freedom to be informed and all. See, here's the thing. You have the right to be informed, but you have the right to choose. And TikTok is a business. TikTok is a business that, once again, has already been involved in a lot of things that we as Americans and beyond do. We as people, the whole human species, it has lowered our attention spans. It has become a hive for mental illness. And then not to mention, like, a lot of other things where self-important people make money off the shit. And they don't want nothing to disrupt that gravy train. Which means that these 8 people going and suing the U.S. government over this stuff, once again, have forgotten how social media works, because our information and data has already been taken in so many ways throughout any of these outlets that we use. It's just like, once again, I've said, it's just a matter of time of which and who, what broker is going to talk to you first, unless you get your information off of there. You know, but you didn't know it, and they've been sent to hearings, and they've been sued many times. You know, but once again, like, I saw the girl that's leading the front, and she seems to be, you know, a pretty girl. Yeah, read into that a little bit. A very attractive female. But the thing is that I look at her, and I don't see, like, a very convincing argument in what she's saying. Because I know this, a lot of people do stuff like this for clout. You know, yeah, you sued the U.S. government for basically because this is getting in the way of your gravy train and stuff like that. Like, you got to really follow the patterns and the money of why people do what they do. And then you got to think this. I don't feel any pity for it. I'm willing to let TikTok go. TikTok needs to go, as a matter of fact. And while we're on the subject here, a lot of stuff regarding social media in general, we've had an unhealthy relationship with this stuff for a while. At least, like, with MySpace, you know, it was a sign of what's to come, but somewhere along the line, we forgot about self-control and respect for ourselves and where we can be as a people. You know, like, some of y'all don't even live your own lives. You live your lives through celebrities that don't even know you. Like, don't get me started on all that Taylor Swift shit. And don't get me started on, like, any of that Justin Bieber shit from way, way back. You know? Or the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio is dating a 20-year-old woman, and women are mad about that. Grown women are mad about that. But they forget that, yes, while Leonardo is practically 40-some, well, yeah, he's past 40, let's be honest. You know, while he's there, the girl is 20, she's grown. I mean, there were people that are mad about, like, that guy Boogie from YouTube. You know, his girlfriend, if they're still together, she should be about early 20s now and stuff. But they were mad about that shit. I guess because he's ugly as fuck. And they're thinking, hey, he should be lonely and miserable. When at the same time, no. If he found somebody that's fortunate enough to get to know him and like him, let him have it. You know? That's none of our damn business who he's laying with and stuff like that. Which also can go to gay people. Who you lay with and who you decide to be with, it's none of my damn business. I'm not participating in the party. I don't give a damn. You know, are you happy and all that jazz? Then be happy with what you have. But don't be expecting me to go ahead and drop and come to your rescue when shit is not right and all that stuff. I'm not doing it. Even that goes for some of my married friends out here, you know, that are already with their significant others that did the traditional marriage or did the gay marriage. I mean, it's, you know, from time to time you look at this shit and it's like, you got what you wanted there. Now what else do you want? You see? But also, I live in a day and age where people argue about pronouns. Or, you know, parts of speech that used to make sense. Or, you know, things that were actually factual, but it's not factual anymore because it goes against the narrative. And when things go against the narrative, oh, that's already a problem. That needs to stop, too. There's no great apology that needs to be thrown around here to make everybody feel good and sleep at night. If you got one from me or if you got one from anybody, I guarantee that wouldn't be enough for you because there are people out there looking to be offended every day. Much like how some people, if you worked in a custodial job or anything like that, there's always that one person that seems to be sitting there waiting around hoping that you did not dry the floor so that they can slip and say they had an accident. There's always somebody looking to get paid, looking to go ahead and grift, looking to do a whole lot of crazy shit. And you're seeing that stuff all the time because there's no merits anymore. And it can't all be because people are hurting financially. You know? I think some people are doing it because of adrenaline. It's kind of like how some of them people are allegedly trying to catch, you know, CP kind of people. Yeah, I can't say it. This show is synced to YouTube, so I'm trying to... Man, fuck YouTube for real. But what it is that, you know, them kind of people that, let's just say, like kids young. You know? All that kind of stuff that goes on and crap. And you got regular people, like people who are not police officers out there trying to do the vigilante thing. And at the same time, I'm wondering how many people they actually got off of the streets. And I don't think they got too many people off the streets because some of them people went back out there not too long ago. And some of them cases get thrown out because, once again, those people are not police officers. And it can lead to a lot of entrapment stuff. I'm not saying that what they're doing in theory is wrong. It's just the way they're going about it and all the fake-ass Chris Hansens floating around here are not really making a difference. Because some of those cases got thrown out because they fucked it up. And that's the world we live in. We live in a world where people will not take responsibility for it. They'll just say, oh, well, I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing. No, you got to do it smarter, stupid. Can't just be running around doing that kind of shit and stuff like that and thinking that there's no, you know, comeuppance for you in the end. And that's really what's a damn shame about it all. You know, and a lot of you guys out there know this stuff because I tell you this all the time. I tell my fans this anyway, but it's, I guess at the end of the day, it gets really exhausting sometimes because it never seems to sink in. It seems like people want to make things worse. And note, as I mentioned video games earlier today, I am not too concerned that video games are going to be going any of the ways that some of these outlandish people say. The ones that for video games are just as bad as the ones that are against them, by the way. So keep that in mind, too. Like, whereas, like, when you stand up against, like, things like Sweet Baby, or you stand up against, like, things such as, like, Black Girl Gamers and all that kind of stuff, it's good to stand up for things that you believe in. But once again, just make sure, like, when you're fighting for it, you're fighting for the right ideals. And then make sure, like, the ones that you know of and all, make sure that you're looking at the big picture and not a narrow scope. See, people are looking at narrow scopes about these things. They say, like, oh, Sony is falling apart and there's no console war and stuff like that. Even though there hasn't really been a console war in, like, God, since PlayStation 3 time, I want to say. Because, to be honest with you, like, we were all just really passing through. And if anybody was astute enough, like, they were using their PCs anyway to play, like, the games they love and avoid, like, console markets in general. And then, for most of what I can tell, the PS5 was outselling the Xbox, so... Huh. Isn't that amazing how, like, you know, you start using facts instead of, like, explosive emotions to get things done? Yeah, I wish a lot of people would actually go about speaking that logic, but I don't know anymore. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. I'm still going to play video games. I still got a whole damn series to run with me playing video games. And I know y'all are eagerly waiting for its return and all that jazz. And some of you that game with me or want to game with me, you'll get your chance. It's just all about timing when it comes to it. And, you know, I think I'll be ready to roll after about these next couple of weeks of May. So, you know, it's just something to pay attention to. But... man, I don't know. It's just these damn trigger arguments that are going around nowadays and stuff. And, you know, how hard it is to be like your own person. Because I always lived by that principle. I never wanted to be rolling with the pack, running with the group. And sometimes when I see, like I remember this one time when we were talking about somebody in the Jam fam that was sexually abusing somebody. Like, yeah, there was a whole thing about that. Not in during J360 Jams this time, but this particular person was cross-dressing to get close to women. And for some reason, that person is still looming around in other music communities for some reason. Now, keep in mind this. I don't care if you cross-dress. I don't care what the hell you identify, your sexual orientation, whatever. That's you. That has nothing to do with me. But if I'm working with you and all that stuff, make sure you keep yourself clean. Don't be over here sexually abusing people, and don't be over here mistreating others and all that jazz. Because the truth's gonna come out, and when I do, you're automatically out of Jams. And I also noticed this, that particular person who will be nameless, that particular person, I spit on them. I spit on the ground they walk, whether they male or female, depending on the hour and the day. They are not welcome back. The fact that person's out there still roaming around free just sickens me. And those in the musicians, those other musicians that tolerate that person being around, that's on you. Whatever it takes. Because I know this, if that dude was innocent, he did not state a good case to me about it. You see? So, that's all I got to say about that. And the sad part about it is all the evidence that, you know, the victim had and nobody believed her except me and a few others. But that's something that we won't talk about anymore on this. We're just distancing ourselves from it. All I know is I knew where I stood and I stood with the victim. And there is no reason, I don't care how bad life is or whatever, you do not get to treat people like that. And you do not get to think that you deserve special treatment just because you're of a certain gender or whatever. I'm getting sick of that shit too. It's like, at the end of the day, you want to be treated like a such and such and all? You want to be treated with equal treatment and stuff? I'm gonna give you equal treatment, but ain't gonna be no some more equal than others. Fuck that. And a lot of y'all have, a lot of y'all out here need to understand that people aren't gonna be pushed so far. And I'm seeing all this stuff that's regarding, like, on the college campuses. I'm seeing all these things that are happening, different avenues of life. And I'm like, we ain't seen nothing yet. Because, you know, November's not here yet, where election comes into full swing and stuff like that. And those debates will be floating around and all that jazz. So we got to see exactly how things are going to go. But, I mean, for real, y'all, it gets tiresome. I mean, doesn't it get tiresome for a lot of you? Doesn't it get tiresome for those of you out here that really don't want to put up with this shit no more, but you got to carry it on because you're the one that's holding it together? Something, right? A lot to think about. But all in all, though, I got to keep running my own race. I got to keep doing what I got to do, and I'm not looking back. So, you know, I got to keep moving forward. And as I was gonna say, there ain't no damn apology big enough, and there's nothing around here that's gonna fill all these damn temporary problems and all these other, you know, because they're not really problems. You know what I mean? They're not problems until people start bringing them up as problems and start dressing them as problems. What is the universal solution for all this stuff? What is the great, great solution to any of these problems? And you know something? Whenever I get an answer or you get an answer, you tell me. Because it seems like everything is just drawing a total blank right now. Except for the fact that I'm going to keep going. And hey, if I'm not for you, fuck off, huh? Try that. But I'm going to live life until it's time to go. And when it's time to go, that's it. But all in all, though, maybe you guys got a lot of things to think about. Maybe you guys got a lot of things to say. I really wanted to pick your brain about these things. And, you know, I really wanted to get you guys thinking this time. Because, you know, by the time 337 rolls around, we going to be fucking around and joking it up. Because, you know what? We got to keep comedy alive, y'all. But all in all, though, J-Man's got to go. And Jams is tomorrow night at 10. So I better get some damn sleep somewhere. But y'all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.